Dear Sabbath School family, this week's study has brought an amazing message of reconsecration, a message of warning. Indeed, this is a message of love. Today I'll comment on two simple yet important truths: Jesus' presence in the sanctuary, and number two, the message to the church in Ephesus. But before we get into these questions, it is important for us to understand who is Jesus and why it is so important for you and I. The scriptures in various passages tell us that He is the Son of God, God Himself. He is part of the Godhead. This is reaffirmed by Himself in the message given to us in His revelation. Revelation 1:11 says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." This message was later on reaffirmed at the conclusion of the message in Revelation 22:13. Indeed, this is one of the most important things. It was important to John, and it is important to us because he is the one who is worth coming before the presence of God the Father. More on this when we touch chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation in future lessons. As John found himself in the island of Patmos, Jesus reveals himself to him. Amid John's tribulations, God Himself was there to bring him hope and reassurance. Talk about love. Perhaps you are facing some sort of difficulty right now. As you listen to this message, I like to remind you that God never forsakes His children. Just like He was with John, He is with you today. In the same manner He provided counsel to the churches then, He also provides counsel to you and I today. God's love extends to you today. How will you respond? Revelation 1:12 to 20 portrays Christ in the sanctuary in heaven, wearing His priestly robes. Verse 20 of chapter 1 tells us that part of Christ's ministry is to watch over His church, having at His disposal the Holy Spirit that talks to the minds of the people. You see, Jesus Christ appears in the beauty of His victory, ever ready to watch our redemption so that it may be fulfilled, ever ready to complete the task that He started before the foundation of the world. The Apostle Paul tells us this in Philippians 1:6, that you can be confident of this very thing, that Him, that God, who began a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus' return. My friends, God, in its triunity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is invested in your salvation. Yes, yes, yes. The whole of heaven wants to see you there. Perhaps some of you listening to this message are giving up on this spiritual race set before us. Perhaps some spiritual disappointment has crept into your life. Maybe, I don't know, maybe despondency, coldness, or disinterest are setting in your way. Beloved, Jesus is trimming the lamps of the church, reigniting the call of His church, giving oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit. You are the church. You are a member of that church. You are a member to which Christ is the head. Jesus Christ Himself, who intercedes on your behalf for your salvation, who resonates with your struggles and temptations, He is watching over your life. He is ever ready to personally trim your life and let it shine brightly for Him. He is ever ready to send a portion of the Holy Spirit to you as never before. Will you let Him refill you? Will you let Him rekindle your life to His glory? The message we found in this week's lesson, as it will be on the next week's also, is one that tells us that we are under God's protection. You, my brother and sister, you are under the protection of the Omnipotent. Nothing can pluck you out of the hand of Christ. Nothing and no one except yourself. This was the message to the seven churches. The churches faced diverse struggles and difficulties, tribulations and temptations, persecutions and waverings. This is the church today, one that has worked hard, one that the enemy desires for it to fall. You are that church. Will you be found triumphantly keeping the commandments of God and living with the faith of Jesus? In God's loving grace, He left us a message of warning, reassurance, so that we become ready and be found amongst the overcomers. Despite where you are right now, regardless of where you find yourself spiritually right now in your journey, the good news is that whatever our spiritual condition, God meets fallen beings where they are. It is where the Church of Ephesus was that Christ gave its message. Revelation 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 tell us that this church used to be a hard-working church, straight to the truth. Ephesus was a patient, long-suffering church, ever skeptical over falsehoods. But somehow, at some point, this zeal, this fervor, this desire, this love for God dissipated. This is now a careless church. Perhaps some of you resonate with this. You once lived on fire. You once lived on fire for desiring the good of other people in your community, wanting everybody to love your Savior. But now, it seems to be all gone, living in the once upon a time. This is the Christian who comes to the church every Sabbath, faithfully participating in the church service, maybe even leading teachings and preachings in the church. However, the zeal for loving Christ and those other sheep, which are also members of this fold, but which are not yet in the fold, perhaps this desire, this first love is gone. If this is you, my brother, if this is you, my sister, today Christ pleads with you to remember where you once were. To remember how you would do anything for Him, He pleads that you acknowledge your current condition and repent. Go back where you were. Do the first works of your love for Christ. Yes, my friends, this is a message of grace, of mercy, of restoration. A message from a Savior who does not want you to be cut off from before God's presence. Indeed, this is a message of love. It is my desire and it is my prayer that you and I find that zeal, that first love, that we might serve Him who keeps our lamps brightly shining, that we might live in the simplicity and the purity of the gospel. Amen.